Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's Wednesday night service. My name is Gary, and I will be leading us through an opening meditation before passing it off to Cease to lead us through this hour. So if you would, allow your body to just gently relax into the chair. Taking in a deep breath, allowing your lungs to become full with this life-giving oxygen, vitalizing the body. And with each exhale, releasing all toxins and stress, all things that do not serve, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And with each inhale, drawing in fresh substance of spirit, invigorating and inspiring. Dropping deeply now into this rhythmic breathing, we give thanks for this opportunity to commune together, recognizing that which connects us, the central soul, the one spirit, which we access through our own core center heart. We know that from this Father God, Mother Earth, we are in between, here to represent the unconditional love in form. As children of light, we give thanks for this moment to come together to celebrate who we are and to do our work with which we came here to do, knowing that all things are in their own perfect order. And in all things, we give thanks. For that which we look for, we will always find more of. So let us look for that which is love, that which is light, the holy and the beautiful, and reveal it in all spaces and through all time. Thank you for being you. And Cease, please lead us into the rest of this hour.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. It's a beautiful heart-centered opening. Welcome, everyone. So good to be with you. It's been a very heart-opening day for me, and I'm sure for many of you. We had a wonderful community session this morning, and actually, before I kind of planned out this evening, I really wanted to go through our day together and really kind of catch the pulse of what is really moving here. And our theme for tonight is actually the signature vibration of beloved community. David spoke a little bit about the signature vibration of humanity on Sunday. And, you know, to me, what that all comes down to is love. Love is such a word that we throw around and we know the depth of it. And sometimes it's good to just really take consideration into all the aspects of love. You know, appreciation, gratitude is love. Forgiveness is an act of love because it actually allows the barriers to love to come down. And so what I got the sense of today in our community, and I think all of us are kind of moving into this, there's so much moving in our world right now, so much pressure happening, so much going on, that this call for each of us to step in, step up more, all of that really does have to do with us reaching and holding that signature vibration of humanity, of beloved community, of the truth of our being, the truth that we are divine emanations, that we came here from our home to be here on this earth right now. And that is what we are made of. We are made of this healing force, this light, this power, this love. And in this human experience, as we know, it is a journey because we go through the forgetting process. And then it seems like we spend the rest of our life remembering, reminding ourselves to return to love, to come back to love. So that's what our theme is for this evening, and just wanted to bring us into an experience tonight of just maybe letting go of some of those barriers, taking a look at this topic a little deeper, and just being in the space of love together tonight. So I'd like to go ahead and do a song. This is the song that I created a couple Sundays ago. I did a video presentation with pictures of beloveds here at Sunrise Ranch. And it's the same song. It's a great chant, a great sing-along. So what we're gonna do is have Jim play it. It'll have the words. Karen Drucker's the singer of it, so we can sing from home. And I would invite all of you to look at the beautiful faces on your screen and let's sing this to one another and to ourselves. So Jim, can you go ahead and cue it up? And so we'll mute ourselves, just so you know, we'll mute ourselves and sing along from home. Otherwise, well, you know, it might not go so well. So let's do this.
You are the hands, you are the voice of spirit on earth, and who you are and all you do is a blessing to the world. You are the heart, you are the hands, you are the voice of spirit on earth. And who you are and all you do is a blessing to the world. We are the heart, we are the hands, we are the voice of spirit on earth. And who we are and all we do is a blessing. Blessing to the world. I am the heart, I am the hands, I am the voice of spirit on earth, and who I am and all I do is a blessing to the
Thank you guys for singing that. I saw you getting into it. Thank you for being a blessing to the world. So grateful. That felt really good. It'll sure be nice when we get to sing together again and hear each other. Looking forward to that day. So I wanted to share this quote. I think it kind of sets up the tone of where we want to go. I think I've probably shared this before, but it's one of my favorite quotes, and it's from John Lennon. There are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance. We need to learn to love ourselves first in all our glory and our imperfections. If we cannot love ourselves, we cannot fully open to our ability to love others or our potential to create. Evolution and all hopes for a better world rest in the fearlessness and the open-hearted vision of people who embrace life. That quote for me sums up so much of what I felt and heard today in this community and what I'm hearing with like-minded people all over the world right now. It depends on this. It depends on us really lighting up and navigating this through our vertical connection to that divine source and with each other. The vastness of the infinite that we so often are with in our meditations and our prayers and in nature, we feel that vastness and we know it. And the immediacy of the divine is right here. It's me, it's you, and it's how we are together. And this piece that John Lennon points to is kind of, I want to take a part of that and expand upon it this evening. Partly because it's been my experience, and I can speak to it absolutely knowing that this is true. It's true for me. It's worked in my life. And that is that little piece he talks about self-love. To the degree that we're able to really love ourselves, accept ourselves, be compassionate with ourselves, and move through our mistakes with a sense of, you know, being able to forgive ourselves and be patient and loving and kind, to that degree is how we can do it for others. That is it. I have learned in my own experience that as I become more loving towards myself, I can become more loving in my world. So we're going to kind of dive into some of that tonight, of just kind of focusing in the realm of self-love. What are some of the barriers to that? How do we see self-love? So we're going to do a little breakout session here. And we're actually going to do listening pairs so that each person, so we can really kind of be with this theme, right? And the questions that we're going to, that Jim's going to put in the chat, and I kind of want to introduce them to you now to kind of get you flowing with them, is what is self-love? What does it mean to you? What are the barriers to loving yourself? What could you do now to allow more self-love into your experience? And how might that shift things in your relationship to others? So those are the questions to be talking with your partner. So I'll just encourage, you know, to find whoever wants to go first and just be there and listen and be an honorable witness and allow this to come forth for each of you. So this will take about 10 minutes each and dive in and go with it. So Jim, I'll invite you to go ahead and break everybody out into pairs, listening pairs. That was a great conversation. I hope you guys had a great conversation. I got to be with Jerry. That was awesome. So what we're going to do now is I'd like to, part of this opening to greater expressions of love, of self-love, the reality is we were born from love. We are love. And somehow in this human experience, we get some belief systems, some things in the way that become barriers. And so I have found for me in my journey, really practicing forgiveness is such a vital piece for me in opening to love in my relationships, in my relationship with self and in my relationships with others. You know, when things get a little wonky, anybody else get some wonkiness once in a while in your relationship with self or with others? You know, forgiveness is that place to go. Forgiveness is, in Ho'oponopono, it's kind of seen as energy clearing. And we're all about, you know, this energy of love that is the healing force. It's the power. It's what brings life, and it brings life more abundantly. So forgiveness and doing something like Ho'oponopono, this is clearing energy. And the cool thing that happens with that is not only do we feel lighter and better, but sometimes, especially when we're working with someone we're in relationship with and we're doing some forgiveness work around them, maybe they're being difficult or something, and you just, you know, you're struggling with how they're behaving and how you're behaving because of how they're behaving, but whatever. It's this circle, right? And when I find myself in those crazy circles doing Ho'oponopono, doing this forgiveness work, these types of meditations, not only shifts me, but the crazy thing that happens is all of a sudden what that person was doing or saying or being like, or the energy that they were holding that was so hard to be around, simply dissolves. We are one. We are connected to each other. So this is why this works. Because in that one heart, in that one mind, when we let go of something, when we allow ourselves to be at peace with ourselves or another, healing happens because love pours in. So we're going to do a little meditation here to just kind of tap into that a little bit. I'm going to put on my headphones because it's going to sound better when I speak over the music. So let me get the music going here. And so while I'm getting set up, I'll just invite you guys to get quiet, close your eyes, and relax. Let's just take a breath together and dive into this presence of love that has been flowing so powerfully and beautifully today. And in this space of peace, this space of centeredness and love, I'll invite you now to simply imagine yourself holding a baby. This can be a baby that you know, or a child that you knew as a baby, or just the image of a perfect, beautiful child in your arms. Allow yourself to feel that love, to be in awe at the miracle of life. How perfect their little nose is. How all you want to do is protect them. Love them. And give them a good life. I invite you now to imagine that that baby that you are holding is you. You This is how you came into this world. That you deserve to be loved and cared for and protected. Even though, as that baby, you had nothing to give but your own being, your own presence. Did you notice a shift in the way that you saw that baby when you knew that baby was you? Maybe you felt more love, or maybe you didn't think that baby was as cute anymore. But going back to this central truth, you are here to be love and to love yourself. To accept yourself, to protect yourself, be gentle with yourself as you move through this human experience. So I just invite you now to bring yourself to this present moment with, bring something into your mind's eye, something that in regards to loving yourself that you want to shift. Is there a habit, a way of being that hasn't served you in your relationships that you beat yourself up about? Something that needs a little self-forgiveness work. I'll ask you to bring that to your awareness now. And let us do the Ho'oponopono prayer with yourself in your mind's eye. So, I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And just work with this Ho'oponopono prayer for a few moments. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And if there's anyone in your field, family member, friend, coworker, someone that's, or you feel that this energy clearing would be helpful, I'll invite you to bring them into your awareness now. And affirm, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Just continue with this. I'll invite you to take a deep cleansing breath now. And when you're ready, just go ahead and come back to the room and open your eyes. So I just want to open up the floor to give everyone an opportunity to speak about your experience tonight, what may have come up for you in the meditation or in the listening pairs, just to speak on what's moving right now. So this is open the floor and just be conscious of each other.
See, so I just want to thank you for the tone and the kind of personal depth of this service. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful reminder. It is, I'm noticing when I'm not acting in integrity, it's also usually the times of my life when I'm beating the crap out of myself and not showing myself a whole lot of self-love. And I know that gets reactionary, and it's a theme that keeps coming up for me to look at and keeps coming up for me to look at. And even as hard as it is to admit that I have hurt somebody with my actions, and it would be very easy to go back to that place of beating myself up again. But then that just perpetuates the cycle. To show up and love and forgive myself and to try to do better is really all we can do. And thank you for the reminder.
I agree. I've been thinking about it in this context of the beloved community and this idea of self-love. And I have to open up to myself to allow myself to be loved by myself. And when I'm in that space, then I can be loving with others. And it all starts here, because I'm at the center of my experience and whatever it touches. You know, loving within, then I'll find that that's naturally how I end up relating with others. And if I'm, you know, critical and beating myself up, then that's going to come out. And so I have to put myself at the center of all that I'm connected to and make love all and everything. Thank you. This was a wonderful time.
It was an interesting, thank you, Gary, experience when I shifted the baby that was in my arms to myself. It was a time where I felt I didn't need protection. Why am I protecting myself? You know, it was an interesting thing. You know, it was great to have that experience. Thank you, Cece. It's something I'm exploring, and I'm just appreciative of the meditation. Thank you.
It sees from the perspective of love and being love. It is really a wonderful opportunity to take a look at our humanness and allow that love to just pour over and allow things to move and shift. In our group, we're talking about movement, you know, the inevitability of change and love. I think loves to pour itself over the changing world and to allow something new to be born on this planet together now. So thank you for this tonight.
Well, the way I have often thought about this, there's a higher self. There is the divine reality that I am. And then there is that, you might call it the lower self, the human form. And my human form sometimes gets into a little bit of trouble. It goes off the rails a bit. And there's a tendency for me, coming from my higher self, to really clamp down on that poor lower self, that human form, and even to condemn it, to judge it. But I think tonight, for me, what dominantly occurred is that I need to be forgiving. Coming from that higher point, I need to accept that human form with its capacity of consciousness, its body, mind, and heart, and constantly offer it forgiveness and gently move it back into line, not forcing it and not really gutting it, but just gently moving it back into alignment with who I am, but constantly offering forgiveness. That was so strongly emphasized to me tonight.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Cece. It was really a wonderful evening of remembering that if we don't love ourselves, we can't love anybody else. And learning to love ourselves is often difficult because we get stuck in what Jerry calls the lower self. I say the created self. It comes through my beliefs and my perception of life. And so loving capital S self, and then loving the child of who we are, because we still are kids, children of God, you know, we're still learning and being gentle and understanding. So thank you so much for this reminder. And that, yes, Ho'oponopono works, you know, when we get stuck in that, the conflicts that we have with the other people and wanting them to be different and to change. Well, maybe, maybe not, but Ho'oponopono, yes, I'm in your life too. And so this is how I can help you and help myself through this, because I'm not going to let your arrows hurt me. So thank you so much for this evening. It was wonderful. Thanks.
Thanks, JJ.
I've been going through a healing process just now and recently, and I've had help from others. And it's interesting how the outpouring of love, the experience of self, is can bring out all the amnesia one's been hiding relative to how one's been treating one's world, one's body, one's friends, and how real or phony it's been, and all that stuff. And with the outpouring of spirit, forgiveness is just rolling out in front of one. And you can see what's going on. You can develop more wisdom. You can learn more about how to pour out the blessing of love. And there's no guilt or shame. It's just innocence and the increase of love. And so what a gift it is to be part of this with all of you together, because it's wonderful to do this together.
Thank you, Bob. Probably have time for one more. Anybody else want to speak into this container?
Sure. What came up for me was I envisioned me as a four-year-old child. It was a picture that I actually have of standing on a living room chair with a shining face, and back in four-year-old times. But then there were all of these other things that happened in the family, and it all got covered over. And when I started to offer the prayer, thank you, you know, my sister came to mind. My sister has crossed over since. And I was thinking of, I was in the latter years from that four-year-old child, more in survival mode in a family that was pretty dysfunctional. And I couldn't be there for my sister. I mean, we were still siblings. It was 6 years between us. But I couldn't be there in a way that could have helped her through her life. And I was able to say to her, please forgive me. I mean, I was doing the best I can. And it's not like I feel shame about that, because I know that I was just trying to find my way through all of this, but it was very healing to me to offer that love through that prayer to her. And I couldn't do it with her as a little child, you know, helping my little sister through things, but I certainly can do it now with the people in my world to give love and to give compassion and support in their stewarding whatever processes they have. So this was very beautiful and very timely for me at this time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Patricia. That's powerful. And yeah, after today, it's just like, let's do this. I feel us, you know, just raising up. And this is a part of it. A part of us, like, getting to that level is putting it into practice. Every day we have that opportunity to let go of the barriers, of the criticisms, the judgments, the words that are out of integrity with who we really are, to let it go and to stand in that presence and that power of love that wants to shine through us so grandly, so powerfully into this world right now. So I just want to thank you all so much for being so present for this service, and I feel your love, and I just want to bless you all. And let's have an amazing rest of the week and be loving to the best of our ability, which is always getting bigger and better all the time. I love you guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Much love.
Thank you.
Love you.
Good
night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cease.
Thank you, Gary.
That was powerful.
Great service. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Love you all.